I have a confession. I've been avoiding you. I haven't been able to control myself lately and thought taking a break from you would help. It isn't working. It's only getting worse, and the rain here isn't exactly helping the situation. I don't know what else to do anymore. I try to continue on with my daily routines, going to work, running errands. I've even added extra yoga classes into my week, but it doesn't seem to help. Everything makes this feel so much worse. I try to calm my mind with long candlelit baths in the evening, but that just ends with me touching myself thinking of you. I'm frustrated. I'm losing my mind waiting on you. Is that what you wanted? You wanted to haunt my mind? It started out as fun, but now... Well, now it's something more. This thing called fun has become overwhelming. It started out innocently enough, just some sarcastic, playful banter, nothing too serious. A game of wordplay, so to speak. But things eventually started to get heavy. What felt so light now seems so dark. I caught the naughty undertones you made in a seemingly innocent conversation with me. Did you do that on purpose? The last time we were together, you looked across the room at me. For a brief moment, our eyes caught. It was wordless. I couldn't move. I just sat there, helpless, like your prey. I had this panicked arousal that overtook me. I wanted to so badly. And I swear, you felt it too. The way your gaze lingered just a little too long. I couldn't take it anymore, and I looked away. We stood next to each other. Your hand accidentally brushed mine. I didn't pull back, nor did you. Every little hair on my arm stood up. I like your touch more than I should. The teasing. That's what you're doing, you're teasing. I could hear my heart beating in my ears. I am too aware of you, and you know this. You look down and you give me that incredible, ridiculous smirk. I swear you like these games and what you do to me. It takes everything I have, not to fill my desires for you. I have written so many naughty texts to send to you, just to delete them, and taken numerous sexy photos of myself that I have to physically stop myself from sending to you. It's so much easier to tell you that I'm not creative. But that's far from the truth. How can I tell you the truth? How am I supposed to let you know that every time I'm out, I wish that you were there with me? I've been so close to giving in and dialing your number because I know that your voice would send me over the edge. And you know that I love your voice. I touch myself thinking about you. Thinking about all of the things that I want you to do. Are the things that I want you to do to me. Do you do the same? Do you touch yourself thinking of me? I'm almost certain that you do. I hope that you do. I want you to hear me pleasuring myself for you. And in turn, you get so hard that you have no choice but to knock on my door and take what you want. I want you to be more than my fantasy. I want to put an end to this madness. I want to do more than wait for you to make a move. I want you. We both want each other, but neither of us will approach first. Is this all in my head? The sexual tension is becoming unbearable. I'm tired of talking to you about the weather and pretending that I don't have feelings for you. I want to give in to my sexual desires. I want to be one of yours. I want to spend this rainy night in your bed, under your sheets, naked bodies touching, ravaging each other. But instead, I'll go back to making small talk with you and spending my nights touching myself, thinking about you.